never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost. Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What? Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
What? Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Oh man, oh man, oh man. Happy, happy, happy Friday. I've got to tell you something. I got a really big compliment yesterday. I didn't even see it coming. I almost felt kind of weird about it, but it adjusted my goals too, because I have a goal I've been working toward, and I didn't think I'd hit it yet, but evidently in the eyes of some, I have. I'll talk about that in a minute, okay? But today, I want to talk about why others see your greatness and how to get them to see your greatness. Your greatness is interesting how we do it. We're not going to get a spill my popcorn in the lobby here before we get into the show. But your greatness is something you're going to, it's you're walking your talk every single day. And it doesn't matter what you're thinking or what your intention is. It makes no difference. It matters what people are seeing in you, in your actions. That's how we get to greatness. And we'll talk about that today. A few things you can do to make people say, man, this is a great person. That's awesome. I don't think it'd be great to everybody. I mean, a lot of people don't like me, that's for sure. But I ignore them anyway. So I guess they do. I don't know. All right, it's Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day if you're coming in for the very first time. And I'm just always amazed by the people finding my podcast for the very first time. I am. It's like, really? You're still getting that many people for the first time? Welcome. Come on in. Enjoy the ride, at least for the couple of days you're here. And if you like it, stick around a lot longer than that. But many people have stayed with me now 20 years. It's awesome. Episode 4,120 today. Excuse me, I just had a peanut. A peanut came up in my throat. No editing. We move forward. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you here today. It's happy, happy, happy Friday. And let's get on with the show today. Why not? How do you want to feel? That's my question on a Friday. How do you want to feel? You have a choice. You do. I don't know how you feel today. I have no idea. No idea. Have you thought about how you feel today? Usually I get you on a coaching call, and I've done 6 of those today already. And people come on all prepared for their call, and I'll say, how you feeling today? Boom, it all comes out. And once it all comes out, I go, were you thinking about that before? Oh, no, man, I didn't even think about that. I said, well, when you think about how you want to feel, you have some magic happens to you automatically. When some magic happens, you are instantly able to feel better, if that's what you want. You're also instantly able to feel terrible if that's what you want. That's the cool thing about it. You could feel whatever you want. Well, Scott, what if somebody makes me feel a certain way? They do not have that power over you. Yeah, they do. It's the way they look at me. It's the way they talk to me. It's the way they think. I got it. You're just giving them the power to do it. That's it. But it all changes when you just decide how you want to feel. Regardless of what happens around you. Is it easy? Nah. Make you have an extra glass of wine at night? Sometimes. Make you just want to kick your feet up and say, I'm just going to binge Netflix. Yeah, it does. That's life. It's a learned skill. I don't want you to lose touch with your emotions. I want you to be in touch with your emotions. I don't want you to be one of those people who's so cold and calculated that you know those people. I don't want you to be that way. I want you to be really, really in touch with yourself to the point that you really understand and feel it. You don't have to tell anybody that, do you? It's going to hurt. But you got to go through the pain to get what you want sometimes. How do you want to feel? That's a question. Okay, let's do this thing. Kind of in a funky mood today, man. Everybody getting married and... I was going to tell you what happened to me. My compliment about goals. I set a goal. Can I take a minute to do this? Because goals are interesting. Objectives. And I got obsessed with an objective and... Basically, I got tired of dyeing my hair. Just going to be real, because everybody in my world, everybody in the personal development world dyes their hair, right? And I'm like, I'm tired of dyeing my hair. It made me feel bad. Didn't like it. So I'm not going to dye my hair anymore. I stopped doing that. And about the same time, I decided I got tired of shaving, too. And my son-in-law said, you should grow a beard. So I grew a beard, and you know, I was questioning the beard for a very long time. And then all you ladies started telling me, you're not going to shave that beard, are you? You going to let me? My wife likes it, too. Okay, so I'm like a bearded guy now, right? With gray hair. So I had this idea I'm going to become a silver fox. Personality, charisma, the whole thing, and a great body. Let me say that one again, a great body. So I hired a personal trainer, and he set up my plan for me, Jacob, And he called it the Silver Fox Plan. Well, now I'm bench pressing. I'm moving weight like crazy. The lats are coming out. It's really, really very different. And the hair is completely gray now. And the beard is not as long as it was, but it looks pretty good. So I digress. You're with me? So come on. The story gets better. So yesterday, I'm on the phone. You know, I have this hip thing coming up too. And I'm goal setting. And my whole goal is train for the hip replacement. Come out of there stronger, better, faster. Make a YouTube video on how quickly I recovered. That could happen. We'll see. Anyway, I'm training for my surgery. That's what you're supposed to do. Then you come out and you recover, right? So I'm talking to, should I say her name? No, I'm not. Okay, I'm gonna say Nikki. Nikki's helping me with Face Your Passion. She's doing a lot of the work for me, and she's very good. She's coaching me and actually giving me the support I need to do these things. And I mentioned my Silver Fox goal yesterday. And she goes, oh, please. I was like, what, oh, please? What do you mean, oh, please? I said, yeah, it's my goal. I'm going to come out. Phase two of my this year goal is to complete my Silver Fox plan, is to get older this year, get my birthday, take the picture of my birthday and say, look at this, honey. And she goes, oh, please. I said, what do you mean, oh, please? She goes, you're already a Silver Fox. You're already there. Oh, it was like the angel sang in my head. It was amazing. I don't believe her, but she might have been being nice to me. I don't know. We'll see. But it's those little things, isn't it? I don't care where you get in life. I don't care who you talk to. I know a lot of stuff. I help a lot of people. I've had a lot of success. I'm just going to say it. I got my act together in lots of ways and total hot mess in a bunch of other ways. I don't care who you are. You're losing sleep. Sometimes you need those little wins. So we're going to talk about that today, those little wins, huh? Letting your greatness shine. Because whether you have a business or a job, go to school, doesn't matter. Living your life, boom, boom, boom. Life is life, right? Ability to be present. Well, it's gonna successfully push you forward when you're present as well. You're gonna supercharge your success. But how do we do that? How do we get people to see your greatness? Because I know you're probably thinking, a lot of people are, man. This is more to me. Why aren't people seeing this? Why aren't they connecting with me? I mean, I feel like I should be able to do so much more. Probably your fault. In some ways. But also in other ways, it's not, because you know, people are busy. They're living their life. They're doing the same thing. Think of the same thing you are. When's my turn? When's somebody going to notice me? And they're thinking the same thing. So that's why they're not noticing you, because they're going to, you get it, okay? Welcome to the world of Scott Logic. So here's how you do it. A couple of tips for you. Number one, I want you to understand that most folks really, they only expect you to wow them. That's it. Most people you meet today are not expecting you to disappoint them. They're not expecting you to be bad at what you do. They're not expecting to show your flaws. They're not expecting anything. And all the stuff that's in your head, they're not expecting that. Particularly if they're new people. I mean, some people, when you've known them for a while, yeah, sometimes they get that because you built kind of an expectation, right? But most people that you meet today, just, okay, met somebody new, cool. And they're kind of sitting like, okay, well, maybe not wow them, but at least they're expecting good stuff. So as long as you know that, you should expect good stuff too and not expect bad stuff. So if you only were to walk through your day today and have a little bit of swagger in your step and be a little bit more positive about, you know what? Nobody's expecting me to do anything. It's what I do. So just present yourself as who you are, be who you are, and then you'll figure out what people think about you. And if you don't like the feedback, then you have to think about how you're presenting. But nobody's against you. I'll take that back. Sometimes people are. But for the most part, they're not. You've got to be honest, right? Number two, when you join the conversation that people already have going on inside their head, you've heard this before, not the one you're having, you'll do so much better. I actually learned this in marketing a lot of years ago. I just learned that, you know, the best way to market to somebody is to figure out what they're thinking and talk those words. Because they're already thinking of it anyway. Why would I want to talk you into something else? Have you ever thought about this? No, let's don't do that. Let's find out what you're thinking about and jump in there. I got news for you. I don't care where you go today. If you have a job, if you get your kids, you see a cashier someplace, there's something going on inside their head. Figure it out. Not that difficult. Take a few minutes. Most people have the same issues every single day. If you see a cashier at the store and she's really stressed, well, you know what's in her mind. Damn it, I'm stressed. I have to be nice to this next customer. I've done that before. I said, thanks for being nice to me. Obviously, you're having a rotten day. Yeah. Boom. Entered her world right where it is. So join the conversation they have inside their head, not in your head. Because we're all messed up inside ourselves, aren't we? Yep. Just admit it. Raise your hand. Yep. Hallelujah. Number three, you'll move faster if you drop the small talk and dig into the meat of your communications. You can fill in the additional information later for sure. Now, what I mean by that is not to go right to the stuff. In all cases, humans need a little transition, a little transitory word or sentence or something. What's up? It's a busy day. Man, I'm glad we got together. You know what I need to talk to you about? Boom. Go. Don't waste your time. And so many people have got this thing, in the communication world these days, it takes three emails to get somebody to get to the point, or there's those people who get to the point so fast you hate them. Let's face it, it's how it is, right? So you want to move faster, you want to be efficient in what you're doing. What you don't want to do is you don't want to let anybody else know you want to move faster and be efficient about what you're doing, because then you feel rushed, and they don't like that. So the trick is to limit your little small talk, whatever you open the door with, whether it's email or a text message or anything, and be very careful on text messages. The trick is to open the door and to, as quickly as possible, move to the reason you're talking. Just segue right into it, like easy. And once you get in and you're talking on the same page, then you can fill in whatever information needs to be filled in later when everybody's interested in that. It's common sense, but we get caught up in our day, don't we? People see that and they go, man, pretty cool person. Your greatness shines. They're expecting you to wow them. You just did. You just read their mind because you're speaking about what's inside their head. And maybe you had some compassion with some small talk, but then you got down to business. Wow, it's cool stuff. The sooner you get people to suspend disbelief and engage with you, the sooner you will succeed. Listen, everybody's expecting not necessarily good stuff from you, but they're not expecting bad stuff from you. But when you do something, present something, put something out there in the way you do it, it's going to be in a way that they go either wow or whoa, right? And in any case, they're not going to believe where you are. So the trick is, like a good movie, because dinosaurs aren't real life, they don't live anymore, right? But yet when you go see a movie with a dinosaur in it, you're like, if they do it right, you believe. It's like somebody said the other day, Godzilla's real. I said, Godzilla's not real. Godzilla's a made-up creature in the movies right now. There are some people these days, nobody told them Godzilla wasn't real. Nobody told them that Godzilla was a cartoon character. Some people just saw the movie. That's it. They have suspended their disbelief so far that they believe it. So when you step up to somebody, you talk about them, they don't know what to believe. They have no idea. And so when you step them into your world and they start to hear how you think and start to engage with you, at some point they have to kind of release. And that is a suspension of disbelief. They release, they go, oh, this is cool. I believe this. I'm engaged. You felt it 1,000 times. In a movie, if you don't engage within 3 minutes, you lose your audience. In person, if you don't engage and suspend that disbelief in about 30 seconds, you lost your audience. Number five, stop overkill. Find the first best place to take your exit. Bring your meeting to an end. There is a concept in writing, usually film writing, screenplay writing. I've written a couple screenplays, all of them published right to my file cabinet. Never went anywhere, but I learned a lot about it. And I took those skill sets and moved them into other areas as that was kind of how I learned, by writing a few screenplays. Like, I'm not very good at this. Let's use it someplace else, right? The concept is, in a scene, you get in at the last best place. In other words, you cut all the stuff that doesn't mean anything. If you ever watch anything on Netflix that's bad, it's because they lingered too long to get into it. So you get in at the last best place, and you take your exit at the first best place. Everything else, superfluous. You don't need it. So think about it that way. Stop the overkill. Just in at the last best place, out at the first best place, and watch what happens. And what ends up happening is it's like taking a meeting. If you get on a phone call with me, we're going to fight to see who gets there first right on time. I'm going to fight to be the guy that's on time to the second. And if I tell you it's going to be an hour meeting, I'm going to fight to be the guy that doesn't screw up and go too long, because I'm usually that guy. I'm passionate. What can I say? But if I did get out on time, boom, 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 boom. People are happy. They move on with their day. So a few ideas for you. I'm not going to go through them again, but I do want you to pay attention, because your ability to shine great and have other people see it in you comes down to how you present to them. Got to get out of your own way sometimes. I know one thing about me. When I get out of my own way, I tend to go my own way, the way I initially wanted to go anyway. Somebody's going to write that down and steal it from me, aren't you? You are. I know you're going to do it. I am show prep for so many life coaches on this freaking planet. It's scary. I read your stuff. I hear me in your podcast. I know you're listening to me. Thanks for changing the words, at least. I do appreciate that. Hey, have a good weekend. What? I'll see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.
Keep moving.